This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More than 30 people, most of them family members, surrounded President Biden as he addressed the nation from the Oval Office last night for the first time since he announced he was dropping his bid for another term.
The president said it's time to pass the torch.
I revere this office, but I love my country more.
And in a solemn tone, he called for unity, saying, "This sacred task of perfecting our union is not about me. It's about you.
Whether we keep our republic is now in your hands."
And he said it's up to the American people to protect this country and everything it stands for.
America's an idea. An idea stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Former President Donald Trump held his first campaign rally since Mr. Biden quit the race and took aim at his new opponent, the vice president.
This November, the American people are going to tell her, "No thanks, Kamala. You've done a terrible job. You've been terrible at everything you've done. You're ultra-liberal, that we don't want you here. We don't want you anywhere. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired."
A Harris spokesperson called Mr. Trump's rally unhinged, weird, and rambling. Both the president and the vice president will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu separately a day after he addressed Congress and urged lawmakers to fast-track new aid to Israel. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Maya Roman, whose relative is being held hostage, urged Netanyahu to return home and finalize a deal for the release.
"We finally have them where we want them. You have terrible terrorists like Yahya Sinwar finally willing to bring our loved ones back to end this war."
Netanyahu is expected to meet with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Just as he was about to walk free, the Missouri Supreme Court has halted Christopher Dunn's release from prison days after his 34-year-old murder conviction was overturned. Dunn's wife, Kira, was on her way to pick him up.
"They have no charges to hold him on. Not at all. He's now basically a hostage. He's no longer an inmate, and yet here we are. He's still being held. For what? What does this accomplish?"
A circuit court judge is threatening to hold the prison warden in contempt. A former Uvalde, Texas school police officer who was among hundreds who failed to stop the Robb Elementary School shooter makes his first court appearance today. Reporter Chris Fox.
Adrian Gonzalez, charged in June with 29 counts of child endangerment, is expected to plead not guilty at the Uvalde County Courthouse. According to the indictment, Gonzalez failed to engage the gunman after hearing gunshots and failed to follow his active shooter training.
Dow futures up 48, NAS futures off 39. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A now former teacher at Racine's Prairie School is facing multiple charges for possessing images of child sex abuse. A statement from police says they executed a search warrant at James Broatsman's Mount Pleasant home on Tuesday. Police say the warrant stemmed from a tip about downloaded child sex abuse material, leading to the discovery of files on devices found in the home. Online event listings show Broatsman was also an active archery instructor, leading day camp activities for kids. A note sent to parents and guardians of children at the Prairie School says there's no evidence of harm to any students. A car crashed into the porch of a home in Racine last night, then took off. It happened on Winslow Street near Horlick Park at around 8:30. There was some damage, but no reported injuries. Crews from Racine Police and Fire assisted. We're working on learning more about the car and the driver that left the scene. A recent tornado outbreak just to the south has led to a spike in gas prices on this side of the state line. In the past week, prices in the area and across the state are up around 30 cents a gallon. The power outage at an ExxonMobil refinery is cited as the cause that's impacting supplies and driving up costs in the region. The crews that have been ripping through Kenosha putting down new fiber line are almost done. Sci-Fi Networks has started connecting people in the city of Kenosha to its new open-access fiber network. They're transitioning to the start of the connection phase for the Kenosha Fiber City project. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but, you know, our bullpen was, our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better to be a Super Bowl defense. We want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 79. Mostly sunny through the weekend. More humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Authority, man. You ever get pulled over by the cops, huh? We've all been pulled over by the cops, huh? It was okay in the old days, right? Remember the old days? Cop sneaks up behind you. They have that nice soothing siren. It's like, woo! You transition over to the curb nice and easy, right? Nowadays, they sneak up behind you. You get this, you're like, whoa! What the hell does he want me to do, man? You pull over, all you can hear is you're waiting for Curly from the Three Stooges to walk up to your car and poke in the eye. Sucks getting pulled over by the cops. And then they quiz you, right? It's like being on a quiz show. You can never win. They walk up to your window and they quiz you. Do you know why I pulled you over? What is, I was speeding?
But money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. It was in A Hard Day's Night, but I don't think it was written for A Hard Day's Night. I think it was written and then they put it in the movie, A Hard Day's Night. All those Beatle movies, what great music. Think about it. Four Beatle movies, four terrific albums. A Hard Day's Night, Help, Yellow Submarine, and Let It Be. I mean, how can you beat that? And if you want to count the Magical Mystery Tour, which was actually a TV thing they did for England, another great album, the Magical Mystery Tour. Wow. 6:09, I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour today, you'll love them. Jim and Carol are going to be here. Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier. These are our two local fun historians. And they're going to talk about the Park Pool, the Washington Park Pool. I went there. We'll talk about all that coming up. But they're going to talk about that summertime at the pools in Racine back in the 50s and 60s. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here. Where you'll find local news and timeless hits, WRJN at 610. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. Right now, sunny and 62 degrees here at Radio Park.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery falling, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Just went to the Racine County Fair yesterday afternoon. Opening day out in Union Grove for the Racine County Fair. Cheese curds and all.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter.
again, Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. We lost Tammy Terrell too early. She passed away at an early age. That's too bad. I think she had a great, great catalog of songs still to come out of her. WRJN local news and timeless hits. And speaking about singers, Celine Dion performing Friday during the Olympics opening ceremony. She's being paid $2 million to sing one song. They're also footing the bill for travel and accommodations for her and her family. One source said, quote, they're paying a ton of money, ridiculous amounts. This will be Celine Dion's first performance since she stepped away from the stage in 2022 after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. They're not paying for one song. They're paying for the world to watch Celine Dion. That's what they're paying for. Anybody can sing the song. They're paying to have her in front of the world. Because people are going to tune in and see, she's back. That's what they're paying the $2 million for and whatever other cost may be.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cry in vain and let me be alone again.
she took my heart.
Rhythm of the Rain, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A 26-year-old woman in Florida arrested after attacking her fiancé during an argument over a prenup. The wedding was supposed to take place this coming weekend. It's going to be tough now because now there's a restraining order, and it's tough to do a wedding ceremony when one of the people can't legally be there, huh?
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Save my reputation. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running.
Sunny today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday. Wow. Sunny and 62 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you
facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Into the Union Gap, Lady Willpower, WRJM, local news, timeless hits on your Thursday morning. There's a new report out on the happiest industries, which analyze things like culture and values, diversity and inclusion, work-life balance, money, career opportunities, and senior management. The survey determined that the happiest gig you can get is working in construction. Accounting and taxes came out second, followed by manufacturing, tech, and healthcare. They only looked at 10 industries, but the ones that ranked the lowest for happiness, retail and commerce, legal, tourism, transport and logistics, and hospitality. I looked on the list for the happiest. I didn't see broadcasting on there. Luckily, on the worst list, I didn't see it either. It's 6:28 this morning. Hey, Jim and Carol are coming in. Jim is here and Carol G and Forte. We're going to talk about pools, the Washington Park pool, and give a little bit of fun history from the 50s and 60s. I saw the presentation at the S.C. Johnson Golden Rondale Theater. And I got to tell you, it's a great presentation. They're going to give you a radio version of it coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here at WRJN. Sunshine today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday looks good, too. Sunny Saturday with a high near 82. Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 84. Right now, 62 degrees here at Radio Park at 6:28. Time for the news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, and it's time for Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A now former teacher at Racine's Prairie School is facing multiple charges for possessing images of child sex abuse. A statement from police says they executed a search warrant at James Broatsman's Mount Pleasant home on Tuesday. Police say the warrant stemmed from a tip about downloaded child sex abuse material, leading to the discovery of files on devices found in the home. Online event listings show Broatsman was also an active archery instructor, leading day camp activities for kids. A note sent to parents and guardians of children at the Prairie School says there's no evidence of harm to any students. A car crashed into the porch of a home in Racine last night, then took off. It happened on Winslow Street near Horlick Park at around 8:30. There was some damage, but no reported injuries. Crews from Racine Police and Fire assisted. We're working on learning more about the car and the driver that left the scene. A recent tornado outbreak just to the south has led to a spike in gas prices on this side of the state line. In the past week, prices in the area and across the state are up around 30 cents a gallon. The power outage at an ExxonMobil refinery is cited as the cause that's impacting supplies and driving up costs in the region. The crews that have been ripping through Kenosha putting down new fiber line are almost done. Sci-Fi Networks has started connecting people in the city of Kenosha to its new open-access fiber network. They're transitioning to the start of the connection phase for the Kenosha Fiber City project. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, joining you on a Thursday morning. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is celebrating its sixth anniversary. Program manager Abigail Winkle says that today, Friday, and Saturday, they're offering special activities and free admission for the kiddos. One of the must-sees is the birthing barn.
Easily the wow factor here at Farm Wisconsin, a must-see, is our Land O'Lakes birthing barn. Our birthing barn offers the opportunity to witness a calf being born right here on site. Since opening, we've welcomed over 750 calves born here on site. These calves take their first breath here, their first steps, and enjoy their first meal here at Farm Wisconsin, all while people are watching, which is really unique to our facility at Farm Wisconsin.
In honor of their sixth anniversary, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc is offering free youth admission today, Friday, and Saturday, and they've got an awesome lineup of activities for both kids and adults. You can see the full schedule at farmwisconsin.org. Abigail Winkle joining us. She's the program manager at the facility. Stick around. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Grain markets are starting the day a little lower. From Chicago, cash corn is down a penny and a quarter at 402.5. December new crop corn also down a penny and a quarter, trading at 416.75. Cash soybeans are down a nickel and three quarters at 1105.25. And November new crop soybeans are trading down 4.5 cents at 1059.5. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 4 cents at 543 a bushel. The class three milk contracts are moving slightly higher to start the day. The August Class 3 milk contract is up 2 cents at $20.45 a hundredweight. The September contract is up 4 cents at $21.37. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east to northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine 79. Mostly sunny through the weekend. More humid with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
New Yorkers are the only people in the world. You ask one question, where do you live? They got to give you three answers. Where do you live? Brooklyn, 54th Street, Fort Greene Projects. You don't hear that in L.A. It don't sound right with brothers. Where you from? South Central, Watts Towers, my mama's house. You don't sound right with foreigners either. Where you from? Africa, Jungle Road, Hot 52.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
James of the Shondells. I think we're alone now. 636 WRJN local news and timeless hits. We've got some Brewer tickets to give away today. Later on today, 6 tickets to go see the Milwaukee Brewers this weekend. 6 tickets. See, but you have to know 5 friends to take with you. That's the hard part, right? Paul Simon, me and Julio down by the schoolyard at WRJN.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, me is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Hey, this is separate from the contest we're doing, but if you want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer, WRJN's Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win 2 club-level tickets to see the Brewers and the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with WRJN and the Milwaukee Brewers.
This diamond ring can be something beautiful, and this diamond
listen to Playboys. Yes, that's Jerry Lewis's son. A lot of people say, was that the same as Jerry Lewis? Yeah, Jerry Lewis's son. This Diamond Ring. Had a whole bunch of hits, too. Don't You Know She's Just My Style? This Diamond Ring. I'm trying to think of them all. But he had a ton of hits. Oh, Everybody Loves a Clown. Another hit by him as well. There's a list on the internet going around now. The most useful things that people have memorized over their lifetimes. Now, these, I said useful, useless. How about that? Chances are you can relate to these. Here are some of the best ones. These are useless, but people have them memorized. Like old phone numbers from your childhood. The phone numbers don't even exist anymore. Old locker combinations from your high school from like 50 years ago. People have them memorized. For older folks, how about the theme song to Gilligan's Island? And with me, also, the theme song from the Beverly Hillbillies. I have those memorized. Old advertising jingles like J.G. Wentworth. Remember that? 877-CASH-NOW. McDonald's. 2 all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Why do we have that stuff memorized in our head? How about the 1-877 Cars for Kids song? I can't get that out of my head. And the Carpet People, 5-888-2300, Empire Today. Yeah. The only thing people don't have memorized is the never-ending paragraph of potential side effects from various prescription drugs. Those things nobody has memorized. 642 at WRJN.
A U-Line. The prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Max Macaroni and Cheese Shop in Oak Creek and Brookfield. As all Wisconsinites know, everything is better cheesy. Using their delicious house recipe, Max combines favorite comfort flavors into a skillet of perfection, each one cradled within the curves of traditional mac and cheese. Fast casual, fast fresh, fast comfort, and all Wisconsin. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple thoughts about cryptocurrency. Now, I'm going to say right up front that I am married to a man who has a little bit of cryptocurrency, so I know there are some smart and very handsome folks in that space, and that money can be made in it. Now, with that out of the way, I'm going to quote Michelle Singletary, who's the Washington Post money columnist, and she recently said, "Investing in crypto is highly speculative and inappropriate for most everyday investors." I think she nailed it for those of us who don't work in the money trading business. People who got in early, at least some of them, have done okay. And even when you hear about record highs for Bitcoin or Ether, just know that there are plenty more epic plummets that might not be making your feed. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let me down.
I need your help. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a body, baby, just to let me down?
Fill Me Up Buttercup. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Sunshine today. Going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 76. I'm running out of excuses why I shouldn't mow the lawn. Clear tonight. Lows around 62. Tomorrow, sunny again. Highs near 79. The weekend, sunny. 82 on Saturday. A chance of showers and thunder bumpers on Sunday with a high near 84 right now. Sunny, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park with the Righteous Brothers.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you. Let's go.
Katy Perry, everything she touched turned to gold, all her songs. Well, now she's entered her irrelevant phase. Her new single, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at 63 on the Hot 100 charts and only spent one day on the Spotify U.S. chart at number 110 before it disappeared. That's too bad. She's pretty good, Katy Perry. But, you know, there comes a time when we all start, you know, drifting downward. 3 degrees, when will I see you again? 653 WRGN, local news and timeless hits.
When will I see you?
Coming up in the next hour, got Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here. We're going to talk about the Washington Park pool. Remember, you used to go over there and get out of the heat and go swimming? Well, we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with Every Mother's Son. What a great name for a group, huh? Come on down to my boat. 6:55. Make it 6:56 now at WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, She's a fisherman's daughter,
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day. Soon I'm gonna have to get my knife and the pebble.
Hey, what'd you dream about last night? Remember? Did you fall off a cliff? Was somebody chasing you? Couldn't remember your locker combination from high school 50 years ago? Well, this guy from Massachusetts had a dream about buying a specific type of lottery ticket for $10. So he woke up out of his dream, ran down to the 7-Eleven and bought one and won $1 million. In my dreams, I usually fall. Someone's chasing me. There's a wild animal chasing me. This guy's dreaming about winning $1 million. I never benefit in my dreams. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight. Lows around 62. Sunny tomorrow and a beautiful weekend on tap, too. Don't forget, we've got the summer concerts at the Racine Zoo. It's 7:30 this Sunday night. Now, in August, they go to 7 o'clock. So come join us at the Racine Zoo for the Racine Concert Band Concert. It's this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. That's the downbeat time. I like to talk like the musicians do. They say, hey, we're going to downbeat at 7:30. So I'll see you there at the Racine Zoo. How's that? All right. It's just about 7 o'clock at WRJN. Carol and Jim are here. We're going to talk about the Washington Park Pool on the other side of the news here at WRJN. Keep it here.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from Israel. The military says it's recovered the remains of 5 Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
The bodies of the 4 men and 1 woman were located in a tunnel in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis based on intelligence information, including from interrogation.